And our very special guest tonight, Dr. Harvey Biggleson, as we talk about his work in the alternative medicine arena. We'll be back with more on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. As we talk about some of the work of Big Pharma, Harvey, they seem to be threatened by holistic medicine. How come?
Well, of course. That's the way they make their money. I don't use pharmaceutical remedies. I use natural remedies. That's part of the... this is why I think we're brainwashed. It's the system. They have the money to all these commercials saying experts say this, and it's a totally controlled system. And we really don't see the truth. And pharmacies, these are foreign chemicals. Again, I said before, there's no such thing as a side effect. If you put something in your mouth, you will have a direct effect. If it's a foreign chemical, 9 out of 10 will be negative effects. And now 4 or 5 doctors giving you that. It's horrendous what's going on. When I went to medical school, people maybe one medicine. Now people in the average Medicare patient is on 9.5 medicines.
9.5?
That's the average Medicare patient. Unbelievable today. And every one of them is a poison.
What's that cost them?
Well, first of all, Medicare is costing the government. You know, it's costing the taxpayers, that type of
sure.
thing. You know, that's the real key behind it. But no, the pharmaceutical industry, during our economic stress, the pharmaceutical industry is still skyrocketing.
Well, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, that's how they make their money. They develop new market share when they come up with more products that work or don't work.
And, you know, they always have, you watch on TV, this beautiful woman dancing through the woods. Side effects are death, homicide, suicide, this, that. But yet she's happy with this. It's incredible. And people just watch this, and they're just so bullied by the system. Okay. And again, pharmaceutical medicine may be able to control certain things like blood pressure, but it hasn't cured anything.
Well, and they say the side effects so quickly at the end of the commercial, you can't even understand what they're saying.
That's right. And it's all brushed in there. And again, remember, and the audience should remember, these are not side effects. These are direct effects, and they will have to happen if you take it long enough.
Why does the U.S. rank 37th in healthcare?
Well, that's because the reason we cure is not allowed to be used. If a doctor offers you, uses the word cure in his office, they will take his license away. Since they've never cured anything. It's all pharmaceutical dominated. The French use stem cells that you can drink. Okay, you know, we're so far behind on things like that. The French are number one. They get 37. There are so many countries ahead of us that you've never even heard of them, which is amazing to me. We're also number one in costs and number 72 in delivery. And if you look at the World Health Organization, they'll show you those rankings.
With all the wealth we have, we're ranked that poorly.
That poorly. Amazing. And you'll see third and fourth world countries that are ranked ahead of us.
You talked about stem cells.
Yes.
And in France, they drink it. What do you think of blue-green algae?
You know, those things are very interesting. I don't know enough about them because I sort of skipped some of those things. But they're very important, and I like those types of concepts, but I'm not a person. I look at a lot of those things as what I call the leaf in the tree. What a lot of alternative physicians are doing today is the pharmaceutical person takes the leaf that's falling off the tree and puts it up, you know, with a remedy, with a pharmaceutical medicine, or surgeries, puts the leaf back on. The alternative physician will use a vitamin or mineral to put the leaf back on the tree. What I look at is I see the whole tree is on the ground and rotten. And that's why the leaf is there. And I'll start to figure out why that's happening and start to get the tree stronger.
Well, like you were saying, if somebody has been ill, let's say, for 20 years, you work at that and taking two weeks or so for every year that they've been bad. But you change that.
Yes, yes. That's what I do. That's what a physician should do. The joy of this practice, when I got into this type of work, my patients get better. Someone asked me, what's your cure rate? And my answer was, I have a cure rate. Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
The highest goal of a physician should be to discharge their patient, and no one does that. It's so far in the United States, it's incredible. You know, I had a patient come in today. She was a young gal, 28 years old, rheumatoid arthritis. I've been treating her for 2 months. She'd come in with a cane, come in with crutches. Today she came in and walked in. I was so excited.
Now, all right, how did you approach that? What did you do?
Well, rheumatoid arthritis is a lot of waste products get into the joints. And you have to figure out why the waste products weren't eliminated, why are they going into the joints? And hers really came with birth trauma and then surgeries. And surgeries are just a block of the field. We have five diaphragms in the body. The whole body is expanding and traction. We have one in the pelvis. We have the diaphragm that we all know. Our throat works like a diaphragm. And the brain actually has two diaphragms. The whole system is constantly expanding and contracting. Any surgery will block that, will tie it up, and that really weakens the body dramatically.
Now, why does surgery do that?
Well, it's a scar. I put a knife into you, it's going to form a scar. Scars will then pull everything from the side, whatever it is. It keeps on, the scars keep on expanding, and they cause adhesions or blocks, and nothing, vessels don't get through, nerves don't get through, so it's like a block to the flow.
Yeah, it's like a wall, isn't it?
It's a wall. And what it creates, that wall creates trapped inflammation. That's the key. Trapped inflammation starts to weaken the body. Inflammation heals it, but when it's trapped, it's the wind-up toy running against the wall and eventually running out of gas.
So what do you do for people?
I treat the scars using, like, scar therapy. It's called neurotherapy. And then we start to use remedies then to heal the inflammation. And then we use osteopathic and structural philosophy to get the body pumping again, and the body will start to eliminate its waste and will repair itself. If you cut yourself, the body will heal it and repair it. We get the body set up that can do it, and we help it do it. Okay, so you're treating the scars. To me, the first thing I look at, person's got Lyme disease in 2007, 2006, they had their hysterectomy, they had this surgery. I treat the surgery. And son of a gun, the Lyme disease disappears.
That's interesting. You must be one of the few to do this.
They're becoming more and more. I want to get more students, by the way, if there's physicians around there. One of the things that took me years to learn this, we want to hook up and link up microscopes through and have webinars that we can Skype the whole thing. And in fact, if I had a drop of blood, I saw your show earlier tonight, we could Skype that and you'd see things moving in the blood. Incredible. I want to set up an international network where we can start to communicate, because there are doctors in Thailand, they're in Africa, they're in Norway. There's very few in the United States, but they're getting more and more.
What has been, if for you in your career, the most miraculous turnaround in somebody's health that you've ever seen?
Oh, you know, really, honestly, I've had so many turns arounds of things. When you see a person, I think the best one was probably the gal that came to me, was a Christopher Reeve quadriplegic. And she was the age of 19. She was raped and thrown off a cliff and broke her neck.
Oh, my God.
And right now, last summer, she pedaled on the back of a tandem bicycle 1,000 miles through Europe. She doesn't have great balance, so she had to use a tandem bicycle on the back of it. I got her picture on her website. She'll tell you about the story. It took us 3 weeks. We got her out of the wheelchair. It was the most miraculous case I'd ever seen.
What'd you do?
Well, it was part. The flows to the cerebral spinal fluid were blocked, and that feeds the system. And as soon as we started to treat the injuries and open up the flows, the body will start to regenerate, and we started to stimulate it. And the first week we treated her, she came back in, and she felt the shower on her back. She hadn't felt that in years. The second week, she was laughing and crying because she had period cramps. She hadn't felt that in years. The third week, she came into the clinic, pushed herself over the side of the desk, put a hand on the desk, stood up, and took three steps, and we all dropped our mouths in total disbelief. And I have a picture of her slide that I took. Nerves grew for 3 weeks, and fibers grew for 3 weeks on her slide.
Well, so what did you do to make that work for her?
Well, part of it is the use of the concept of a stem cell type of stimulation. I did this when I was in Mexico. In Mexico, in Baja, it's a free trade zone, so I can order stuff from around the world. And I got some products from Europe that started to stimulate the growth of that spinal cord. And that was the first one we ever did that with. And when she stood up, I mean, it was still the single most chilling day I've ever had in practice.
So I've got a friend, Harvey, who fell 14 months ago after Thanksgiving and is still paralyzed from the neck down. He fell. He had stenosis before, but he fell. He hit his face, snapped his neck back, did not sever anything. He's been bruised, and he's still not really moving.
Well, we we'd have to find out, number one, if it's not severed, it may be fixable. The most difficult thing to regenerate is the nervous system. Anything else is really easy to regenerate. So, but if it's the tailbone, the whole body is really pumping. The tailbone actually moves about a millimeter, 8 to 10 times a minute, and is pumping the fluid up and down, the cerebral spinal fluid around the canal and around the brain. And if that's not flowing right, the nerve supply, wherever it is, that's not getting that fluid, will start to weaken.
That's what I suspect is happening, too. I don't think his nerves are working right.
Well, I would find a classical osteopath and see if they can start to straighten the head out. And if things start to change, yeah, I think we may be able to bring stuff back. But we have to first start to straighten it out. If he starts to get more feeling and more motion, then we can start to see if we can regenerate the tissue.
And, of course, the first thing doctors did when he fell is they operated on his neck.
Well, you know, that's what doctors do. We're not taught structure. We're not taught how one bone aligns against the next. We're not taught nutrition. We're taught drugs and surgery only. Okay? And it was so frustrating. That's all we're taught. And surgery, you never recover from surgery. A lot of surgery may be necessary, but it's going to cause you other problems because that scarring is blocking things.
That's interesting that you say that.
You know, crisis surgery, without question. You're in a car accident, we have to do something. There are times, yes, you need certain elective surgery.
Sure.
Most of the time, though,
somebody gets shot by a bullet. You got to take it out.
They're doing hysterectomies, like I said before, on women. Ridiculous. And they're taking out appendixes, you know, because they don't know what it does. While we're in there, we'll take the appendix out.
What does the appendix do?
Well, actually, in Chinese medicine, it's a lymphatic regulator. The tonsils and the appendix regulate the lymphatic system and the drainage system for the entire intestines. So we cut the tonsils out, and we cut the appendix out.
How about the old thyroid?
The thyroid, a lot of that really controls the metabolism. A lot of thyroid problems actually come from mouth, with a lot of dental problems in there. The thyroid will drain that, and if you've got a lot of dental problems, you'll have a lot of thyroid problems.
Okay, I'm throwing a lot at you here, but
yes,
there's just so much to talk about.
There's so much, and really, honestly, I think the thing that most excites me is looking at the blood. When I saw that changed everything, and that it's the images in the blood, what's going on in the blood. By the way, there's something called live cell analysis out there, and I want to mention this, that the people are doing. If they're not doing what's called pleomorphic work, get away from them, because these people with live cell analysis are doing con men work. You can learn it in the weekend. But what I do is different. When you come into me and I take your blood and I treat you, your blood should change. And if I can do that, I'm changing you. That's what a doctor should do, and no one looks at the blood. It's amazing the things that are going on in there.
Can you tell right away what's going on by looking at the blood?
Oh, yes. Yes. By the way, I heard you talk about it very easily, too. 80% of the time, it's so easy, it's incredible. 20%, if I did 100%, I'd be a liar or a messiah. Okay?
One or the other, right?
Yeah. 80% of the time, it's really easy. It's so obvious. The other 20%, you can figure out step by step. By the way, I heard you talk on your earlier show today that you're a major believer in Edgar Casey and his philosophies.
Yes.
I spent a year at the Edgar Casey Clinic in Arizona, the ARE Clinic.
Mm-hmm. They're good people.
Oh, they're great people. And I read, if someone came with asthma, I read all the files. And he taught me, Casey's files taught me. He always talked about structure. He talked about segments. And he made a statement, which I want to read off to you, and I got it on my book, which I love.
Sure.
The day may yet arrive when one may take a drop of blood and diagnose the condition of any physical body.
Isn't that amazing? And you're right. I remember that.
Yeah,
he did write that.
You can study the blood, the pHs of it. It tells you everything. Okay, and that's my work. You know, I was bored, and I was, like I said, almost suicidal as a regular physician. Now I can't wait to see a new patient.
You know, Casey said, eat 3 almonds a day to help prevent cancer. So that's what I do. I eat almonds.
Casey was so right on. I studied everything, and it was amazing more and more that I studied his work. 1 year studying it taught me so much of how the process of disease.
Why is it, Harvey, that this planet seems to have the remedies, the cures, for almost every ailment that we can think of?
Well, that's nature. There's always an answer in nature. To me, the creation in nature is magnificent.
It's incredible.
I'm so in awe of it. The more I get into this, the more I'm in awe of the creation and nature and what it's all about. I live in Northern California, okay? And to me, the way what we grow here, you live with here. Wherever you're living, you live with part of the land. What grows here is different than Argentina. You eat fresh stuff. You eat the land. It's wintertime now. Things aren't growing as much. We eat differently. You must be in harmony with the earth. Major, major, major thing. We look at ourselves with all these chemicals and different. We're ruining our earth. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes I think God gave man free will because God's got a sense of humor.
Well, I do believe, though, he gave us the cures. They're all here for us to see.
Yes, very honestly, anything that can be created, any disease that can be created can be cured. You must find out what got them offline in the first place. That's what I look for. And if you can figure that out, it's like peeling the onion layer back step by step and getting them back to the core.
What do you recommend someone do for themselves? Let's say they haven't been to a doctor. They haven't been to a holistic person. What do you recommend they start doing personally right now?
Well, number one, again, it's the exercise, not the running, the walking, get the breathing. I love yoga. I like the passive martial arts. They're very good for getting frustrations and the breathing out. Okay, so it's taking care of your physical body. This is a magnificent machine. Respect it. You take care of your car. Okay, the same thing with the body. Falls or injuries. Eat the right food. Put good gas in your car. All of those things, you know, if it's got a chemical name on it, if it's got, you pick up something with a label on it and you can't read it, don't put it in your mouth. You know, I like what Deepak Chopra says. If it's got a label on it or it's in a can, it's probably not human food.
So true. Stay away from MSG, too.
Yes, anything. Anything like that. Eat what's fresh.
Yeah.
Okay? Plain and simple. And then enjoy it. Chew your food. We do it in 10 minutes. We're fat. The French do it in 2 or 3 hours. And they'll eat 5,000 calories and they're thin as rails.
You were telling me that Lyme disease is at a chronic point right now. Do you get that from ticks?
No, not at all. Lyme disease is caused by doctors. Okay, Lyme, the germ is just growing in the weakened tissue. Okay, and 80% of the time, surgery has caused it, chemicals have caused it, damage to the structure has caused it, and if you can figure out why the body is not functioning at 100%, then you can start to reverse it. Again, they come in and you look at them and you see the surgery. As soon as they start treating the scars and doing osteopathic work and cleaning the body up, quote, their Lyme disease disappears. They're out back working again. And in my book, Doctors Are More Harmful Than Germs, I got 94 cases, I think, written up in that book that we have, quote, cured.
Have you ever run across any cases of Morgellons disease?
You know, I had one of them come in about 2 months ago. And they just came in for one day, and I didn't know enough. I got some pictures. It was very fascinating. But I need – everything's a process, and they just sort of went running off here and there, and I never got to deal with the disease. So I don't know enough about it. If I had – you know, I have so many Lyme cases, et cetera, asthma cases, things like that. If you give me 4 or 5 Morgellons, I'll start to tell you patterns and why, but I need to see them to tell you that.
Your book's available where?
My book right now you can get on Amazon, Doctors Are More Harmful Than Germs. If you go to my website, I have several books, The Holographic Blood, Your Cure for Cancer. And we also talked about, too, about the medical conspiracy. I have documentation, the U.S. medical conspiracy. And by the way, people that are listening to the show, if they go to the website and want to get it now during the show, it's for free. We'll give it to you because I want you to read it. And otherwise, it's like $5 for the book, but it'll tell you how the system, tell you how the system has really conspired against you. And again, if you go get the conspiracy book, sign up for our newsletter. We'll send that out to you. We'll have free copies.
All right. We'll be back with more, Harry, in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, David Roundtree joins us, Paranormal Technology, and we may also play some EVP sounds for you. That'll be our next Coast to Coast show. We'll come back with more with the Dr. Harvey here on Coast to Coast AM. Harvey, prayer seems to work also to help and heal people. How come? How?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Prayer.
Prayer. Oh, that's again, it's a prayer is... it's just a positive thing. In fact, you know, being Jewish, it's very, very interesting. Every letter means something, and the prayer is actually giving a vibration to normalize the system out and calm the system down, which is a very interesting concept. So what it does, yes, it balances you, calms you down, takes the stress out of it, and most prayers, there's a real historical background of what it's doing almost vibrationally to your body.
Let me ask you about the personal thing back in 93, some kind of Medicare fraud thing. What was it, $145? What'd you do?
$145. It's the lowest conviction in U.S. history. What it really was, and I didn't realize the conspiracy. I was a little too naive, but in the early 1980s, I get one of three. I'm one of 3% of physicians to be picked for a random Medicare audit. I have about 5,000 case files. They pick out 20 cases to randomly audit, 28 cases to randomly audit. Those 28 cases only involve chelation therapy. Now, I never chelated a day in my life, but I had a guy that worked with me for 3 months. Those were his 28 cases. Therefore, this could not have been a random pick. They used the codes to go after people. At the end of a six-month audit, they said, you know, your procedures don't fit our codes. Why don't you code it this way? 3 years later, they had grand jury hearings on fraudulent coding. I was indicted on 117 counts of Medicare fraud, totaling $3,500. My lawyer said the only time he's ever seen 117 counts is mafia. Okay, and these were, it's because I was doing something. Like the one doctor on the board said, we don't care if your patients are getting better or worse. We only care if you're doing the work in our way scientifically. So the system is actually tracking you through the insurance coding. That's a Fourth Amendment illegal spying search.
And they ended up nailing you for $145.
And the reason I was attacked is because I wrote the first law in the United States in Arizona to break the AMA's monopoly. I got on TV, I got on radios, and I was the figurehead. And that's when they came after me, because, you know, essentially I was the leader in the revolution. And then they got me and shot me, and I out of the country I had to go. It would have cost me $1 million to defend myself. Okay, yeah, and that's at the same time, there is a company that opens up called HCA, Healthcare Corporation of America. Mm-hmm. It's involved with Senator Bill Frist's family. His brother is the CEO. They got a $1.7 billion Medicare fraud misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor.
And paid with checks to pay it off.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm glad we brought it up.
Okay. That shows you a whole different ball game. Okay. So that I look at actually as the conviction I have is almost a badge. I mean, I took the bullet for the system, and I was attacked because the system picked me out as the figurehead.
How do you feel about that at this point in your career?
Well, at this point, I'm glad I'm not licensed. I work as a consultant, because if I was licensed, they would come back at me.
Sure.
So I'm a consultant. I can say what I want. I work with other people that do the treatments and stuff. And, you know, but this, by the way, I have this medical conspiracy book, and we have a newsletter. And if people sign up for that the newsletter tonight, they can get a copy of that medical conspiracy, and you can see how the system does things to you.
Would you do this all over again?
Oh, that's a very interesting question. At first, if I had to go to school again, I'd become an osteopath. They're not nearly as harassed, and they at least learn structure. Classical osteopathy is wonderful. Now, 95% of osteopaths are doing a lot of medical, pharmaceutical medicine. But the ones that are doing the classical osteopathy, to me, I look at it as a divine concept. You know, and if I had to do it over again, that's what it'd be. To me, the greatest physician was Andrew Taylor, still the founder of osteopathy, who stated disease cannot exist where there are no obstructions.
What countries, now I know you talked about ranking, like, you know, France is number one in health organization,
right.
But what country would you say is the best for treating people, innovative, knows what to do?
Oh, I don't really have that good answer on that as much as, because France and stuff like that is much more preventative, the way they deal with the stuff. As the treatments go, pharmaceutical medicine alike, probably, I'd say Germany. Germany is making remedies that they've been doing for 50 years that really repair the body. There's animal tissue, almost stem cell type of stuff they're using. Other stuff called isopathic remedies, which took me a long time to learn. But you can't believe how good these live germs are. And I'd say Germany is probably producing the best pharmacies around. I get a lot of my stuff from Germany. And it's the FDA considers them all food stuff. So it's no problem to even get them into this country.
For every 10 doctors, how many would you say are truly doing a great job, care about their patients?
Well, first of all, I think they all care about the patients.
Okay,
that's number one. I don't believe, you know, I think they're honest people. But how many MDs are doing a great job? Very few, because all they're doing is poisons and surgery. Again, I come back to the osteopath. I come back to the acupuncturist. I come back to the naturopath. These people are doing jobs of health. The MD is only stopping the dam, okay, that's got his finger in the dam and doing poisons to do that. So most MDs, really honestly are not doing the work. There's certain ways that you can probably find them out, the American Holistic Medical Association, things like that. You may find MDs that are into as much natural as possible.
Do you generally work on trying to treat other ailments the same way? Is there like a specific guideline for you?
No, because there's no specific guideline for George and Uri. I don't treat ailments, I treat people. When you treat an ailment, you're going into the box. Someone that's got a colitis or a Crohn's disease, those are results. 10 people with that type of disease got their 10 different ways of weakness to that tissue. So I treat the physical body, I treat the person, and I get that physical machine, that magnificent machine, working as good as possible.
So how long would it take you to realize what's wrong with this person?
Oh, usually within an hour, really honestly. I could take the blood, look at the history, and I know what's going on. And then if I'm correct when I treat it, they should start to feel better and the blood should change right away. And, you know, most of the time, that's so much fun to do that, to watch the patient come in there limping and walk out.
Okay, back to the phones we go. Let's take some calls. Mary is in Encino, California, on the Wild Card line. Hello, Mary.
Hi, guys. They say that herpes is incurable. Have you had experience with herpes?
Well, that's what they say. Realize they haven't cured anything. Yes, I use a remedy from Germany. In fact, my daughter had, some shingles on the side of her face, and we gave her a shot in the nerves, and then on the nerve plexus, in 24 hours, the pain was gone. In 48 hours, the shingles was gone. Yes, we do that. Do that all the time. We can knock that out.
What do you think of this HPV vaccine for little girls?
First of all, these vaccines, they're doing so many vaccines. The average now 17-year-old person has had 37 vaccines. Okay, we've gone so over this.
Way too much.
Way too much. I can understand polio and smallpox, but, you know, I had measles and mumps and all of those things. They're not big deals. Flu vaccines, they're not a big deal. Every year, they wait for some pig to get ill in Peru, and the whole world needs a vaccine. You know, it's the whole concept is so wrong. And first of all, a flu is not even caused by a germ. It's actually just a change in the weather, and we're changing along with it. And if our sinuses are stressed, our nose runs, and we call it a flu. You know, so the vaccine's overdoing it. And again, the system is overselling you things. You know, just because we had vaccines for smallpox, but I think that actually helped create polio.
They need diseases to make money, don't they?
That's right. It's all disease. Everyone makes money on disease management. No one makes money on cures.
Isn't that amazing?
It's really amazing. It's all brainwashing. It's amazing the propaganda. You know, experts say this. Well, how are we experts if we're 37th in the world and we haven't cured anything? You know, it's there have been the work that I talk about. There's been Nobel Prizes winning on this type of work that I'm talking about, and yet the U.S. has just pushed that aside.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Ashland, Oregon. First-time caller, it's Don's turn. Hey, Don, thanks for calling.
Hey, my pleasure, George. I've been listening to this show since 1993.
Wow, thank you.
And I am a first-time caller. I'm just intrigued by this doctor. I have high blood pressure and candida. I wonder what you could say about both of those, Dr. B.
Well, probably the candida is a result because we all have germs in us. And what it is when our tissue swells, we have germs lining our intestines. When the intestines swell, the germs will swell along with it, and the actual germ, like the E. coli germ, will morph into a candida. If you take an antibiotic, candida will start to grow and overgrow because the antibiotic is killing a germ, and then this fungus will start to overgrow. So candida is a result of their treatments, number one. Now, hypertension is another story. We need to figure out why. We talked earlier about the pumping of the heart. What I do with that is I can make the vessels more elastic. If we make it more elastic, the hypertension will start to calm down. I'm not against using medications on them at the beginning, but the name of the game is give me time, and we'll slowly get that pressure down. As we get it down, we'll get you off the medicines.
What do you think of statins?
In fact, I'm going to tell you something. That's such a smoke and mirrors philosophy. There's the latest study on Lipitor that people are having, and this is 48 hours ago, people are having what's called global amnesia. You go to sleep, 2 days later you're up in Arizona, and you don't know how you got there. Whole blocks of memory are being lost with Lipitor.
Whoa.
You know, look it on the internet. It's frightening. I mean, there was one guy didn't remember anything outside of his first 12 years of his life. His memory was blanked out completely from the Lipitor. So they're going after this stuff. They blame it on cholesterol. Cholesterol is the single most important thing for the brain. Every genius has got a high cholesterol. Retarded people got low cholesterol.
That's amazing.
You're never told any of that. Inflammation is the key and the cause, and cholesterol heals that, but the doctors are causing the inflammation mainly, and that they don't want you to know.
All right, let's go to Elaine in North Highland, California, west of the Rockies. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, George. Thank you for your program. I thoroughly enjoy it, and I am so happy to hear hope on the other side. Thank you, Dr. Harvey B.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. I want to ask you, first off, are you in Nevada City?
Nevada City, California, yes.
Thank you. You're a stone's throw away from me. Thank you.
Okay, and really, honestly, if patients don't get better, it's my fault.
You are the only one that I've heard any hope from, and I just was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer. I had the surgery February 1st, 3 sentinel nodes taken from me. I'm having side effects. I'm not going to have chemo or radiation, but I am having side effects, and I have to come and see you.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we can do with that, and frankly, stage 1 breast cancer should be 100% curable, and it should be very, very, very easy. That's different than other cancers, but breast cancer, if it hasn't spread, that should be a piece of cake. They just overdo it and scare the hell out of you.
Yes, sir. I heard you talk about having a scar, and I always knew that deep down inside, once that I was cut, I was in store for it, and I didn't know anything else. I didn't know what to do. I'm asking my doctors about homeopathic remedies and so forth, and they will not entertain the ideas.
No, don't go. My biggest thing, the best preventive medicine, don't go to your MD for a checkup.
Yes, sir. I have to change the way I think. And this is my personal opinion. I've been working for insurance for a very long time, and I'm done working for insurance.
Yes, that's what's gone on. They have totally controlled the system. And in fact, I even think the health care that Obama was putting through, he's changed that, and I think it's the lobbyists and the insurance companies that have gotten through to that.
Medical doctors, when they talk to you, do they hate you?
I'm not very popular, let's put it that way. And I don't talk now much to medical doctors. I did a lot in Arizona, but I deal very closely with osteopaths, very closely with naturopaths. My daughter's an acupuncturist. You know, I deal closely with people like that.
How did the ancients, the shamans, how did they know what they know?
Oh, first of all, you know, medicine, modern medicine is only 150 years old. Before that, we were going after helping the body get better. We weren't using these chemicals. This is a new thing that's come into our society. The shamans, they knew a heck of a lot better stuff. It was getting the spirit organized, getting the emotions organized, getting the body working together. That's a magnificent, magnificent creation, you know, to arrogantly cut it apart and say you're going to make it better is incredible to me. You know, I call the cosmetic surgery, I call it barbaric cosmetology today.
Jeez.
I mean, you know, you're doing what to a person? You're going to cut their face apart and lock the system down? Oh, my God. And this they call health care? very, it, what's gone on to me, it's brainwashing. We've been so brainwashed. Listen to the news every night. We're the best. We're the experts. We're this. No, we're not. No, we're not. Look at the statistics. It's very, you know, being in medicine, I wanted to help people. I was so depressed doing it the standard way that I just had to find other answers. It was impossible. I was going to quit the system because this was crazy.
Gosh, I bet Big Pharma hates you.
Oh, then I'm not very popular. And I think that's a lot of the reasons that I told you with the insurance companies that I got my problems in Arizona is because they monitor you. You know, and I was very outspoken and being monitored by the insurance companies, and that was it. I think that's what set it up, the monitoring by the insurance companies. If you think about that audit that I had, that's totally spying on you of who's doing what out there.
Let's go to the Bronx, and let's go to John. Hey, John, go ahead.
Hi, how are you, George?
Hey, John.
Dr. Biggleson, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to ask you about an eye condition, since you have a background in ophthalmology. RP, retinitis pigmentosis.
Oh.
Is there any cure or remedy?
That's what Steve Wynn has that too, doesn't he?
Very interesting. I've not had a case like that. I would be very interested in, there's ways that we can stimulate the brain, but it may have to be done with stem cells to regenerate nerve tissue. I have helped eyes, but with retinitis pigmentosa, the only way I could tell you is if I had my hands on you and tried treatments on you, we'd know in 24, 48 hours whether we're getting through or as the tissue died. I don't know that. I'd have to have the cases on that, but I'd love to really give a shot. I totally believe we can stop it. Okay. Can we reverse it? That I don't know.
We're going to take this break and come back with a final hour of phone calls with Harvey Biggleson. His website, drbiggleson.com, and that is linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. Harvey, do you, you're going to be at the Health Expo. I've got a speaking engagement there myself, so I'll get to meet you there.
I'm looking forward to meeting you there. I was going to mention that about the Whole Life Expo. There's a lot of good speakers, and I'm looking forward to sitting down and talk to you. Yes, I will be talking that at the end of March. We'll be there.
Information at our coasttocoastam.com website under the calendars section. Well, you know, what do people say when they come to see you, Harvey, they leave and they feel better? What do they say?
Well, you know, it's very, they're so excited, okay? And they go out and tell their friends, one out of five friends will come to me, which is very interesting because the other ones can't believe it. But I love working. I love seeing a new patient and watching them change, that they've been 10 years around and they're getting worse and worse. The joy out of it.
I'm telling you, it's magical. We'll come back with a final full hour of phone calls on Coast to Coast AM.